Hey there, and welcome to episode 77 of Busy Kids Love Music, a podcast for music-loving families. I'm Carly Seifert, the creator of Busy Kids Do Piano, and I'm so happy that you're joining me today for a brand new episode of Busy Kids Love Music. Before we get started, I just want to let all my listeners know that enrollment for my online piano lesson membership opens next week on August 22nd, but only for a limited time. I have a membership for adults called Busy Moms Do Piano, and a membership for kids called Busy Kids Do Piano. And the membership includes access to hundreds of professionally produced step-by-step piano lesson videos, downloadable sheet music, online theory games, monthly practice challenges, and an incredibly supportive community. So I hope you'll consider joining me inside that membership program if you've ever wanted to learn to play the piano, or maybe you've been taking a break from piano lessons and you're looking to jump back in. You can join my waitlist at busykidsdopiano.com/waitlist, one word, and that way you'll be emailed on August 22nd when we open for enrollment so that you don't miss out on that limited time window. And I will pop the link to join the waitlist in this episode's show notes as well. This summer, we visited Peru, Morocco, Italy, and Indonesia, and we've learned so much about the rich and beautiful folk music that is part of these countries' history and culture. Today, we have reached our final destination in Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music. We are headed to the continent of North America, to the most easterly province of Canada, Newfoundland and Labrador.
We just lost sight of the Queensport Light, down the bay before us, and the wind has blown some cold today, with just a wee touch of snow. Along the shore from Lazy Head, hard abeam, half island, tonight we let the anchor go, down in Fogarty's Cove.
As you listen to this sample of folk music, it might sound similar to the music of another country we visited in last summer's edition of Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music, Ireland. That's because folk music in Newfoundland and Labrador has a connection with Celtic music, music made by the Celtic peoples of Brittany, Ireland, Scotland, and Wales. The earliest explorers and fishermen immigrants of Newfoundland and Labrador likely entertained themselves with music, probably church hymns, fiddling, flute playing, bagpiping, and performing ballads and tunes that were carried over from Europe. But the singers and performers also wrote new songs to reflect the stories and tragedies and unique experiences of their communities in Newfoundland and Labrador. The lyrics of the folk music of Newfoundland and Labrador focus on the region's seafaring traditions, and so you'll likely hear a lot of sea shanties and other sailing songs when you listen to the music. A sea shanty is a folk song that would be sung to accompany the rhythmic work aboard a large merchant sailing ship. The words might sound a little random and nonsensical, but the emphasis was on fitting the work that was being done.
You bully boys of Liverpool, and I'll have you all beware. If you go on them packet ships, no dungaree jackets wear. And have a big monkey jacket all ready for to stand. For to blow some cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland. We'll scrape her and we'll scrub her with holy stone and sand. For there blow some cold nor'westers on the banks of Newfoundland.
Improvisation and stock verses were part of shanty singing. These are ideas which came from African American music. Improvisation is where you make up words on the spot. A stock verse would be something such as a phrase or a formula that would appear in many different songs.
Oh,
Eyes to buy the bills, the boat, and eyes to buy the sails, her, and eyes to buy the catches the fish and brings them home to Liza. Hip your partner, Sally Thibault, hip your partner, Sally Brown, Fogle, Twilling, Morton's Harbour, all around the circle. Salts and rinds to cover your flake, cake and tea for supper, cod fishing in the spring of the year, fried in maggoty butter. Hip your partner, Sally Thibault, hip your partner, Sally Brown, Fogle.
Now that you've heard a few examples of traditional music from this region, do you have any observations about what the people might be like who live there?
Your partner Sally Brown, Fogel, Twilling, Morton's Harbour, all around the circle. I took Liza to a dance as fast as she could travel.
The people of Newfoundland and Labrador are known for being warm and welcoming and fun-loving folks. The music was passed from generation to generation orally, as folk music often is. By the end of the 19th century, some communities in the province had church choirs as well as military and civilian bands. Monrovian missionaries introduced Protestant spiritual music to the people of Labrador, who formed choirs and brass bands in every community. Now, unfortunately, in this process, the original music of the native Inuit tribe was virtually eradicated. And sadly, little is known about the music of the indigenous tribes there, as there's no written record of what it might have looked or sounded like. Throughout the 20th century, there has been a revival of interest in the traditional music of Newfoundland and Labrador. New bands began to play old tunes and ballads with electric instruments and add their own sort of rock and roll flavor to the folk music of their ancestors. Since 1976, an annual folk festival in St. John's, Newfoundland's famous music capital, celebrates musicians, dancers, and storytellers of Newfoundland and Labrador. It began as a single-day festival with 100 attendees and has since become a three-day celebration with over 10,000 people in attendance. And as you look at and listen to the lineup of musicians in this modern-day festival, you can easily see the importance and relevance of traditional folk music, even in the music enjoyed by so many today. Head over to busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/77 to grab your passport stamp for Newfoundland and Labrador, and also check out the curated playlist I've linked to on YouTube that will have some of the music from today's episode, as well as some other performances of folk music from this region. In case you missed any of our other stops from this summer's Around the World with Busy Kids Love Music, I'll link to those episodes as well. And again, you can find all this at busykidsdopiano.com/podcast/77. Thanks so much for joining me for this episode and for traveling the world with me this summer to learn about the folk music from so many different parts of our beautiful and diverse planet. I hope you've had as much fun as I have, and I would love to see photos of you with your passports. You can tag me on Instagram. My handle is @busymomsdopiano, one word. Or you can email them to me. My email address is Carly, C-A-R-L-Y, @busymomsdopiano.com. I look forward to connecting with you again in 2 weeks for the next episode of Busy Kids Love Music. Bye for now.
For me to love you now would be the sweetest thing. It would make me sing.